अजस्य
अजस्य
जन्मा
जन्मा
उत्पथ
उत्पथ
नाशनाय
नाशनाय
कर्माणि
कर्माणि
अकर्त
अकर्त
ग्रहणाय
ग्रहणाय
पुंसाम
पुंसाम
ननु
ननु
अन्यथा
अन्यथा
को अर्हति
को अर्हति
देहयोगम
देहयोगम
परो
परो
गुणानामुत
गुणानामुत
कर्मतंत्रम
कर्मतंत्रम
अधिकविपुराणम अनुशासितम् अजस्य जन्मोत्पत नाशनाय
अजस्य जन्मोत्पत नाशनाय
अजस्य जन्मोत् पतनाशनाय
अजस्य जन्मोत्पतनाशनाय
कर्माणि अकर्त ग्रहणाय पुंसा
कर्माणि अकर्त ग्रहणाय पुंसा
नन्वन्यथा कोऽर्हति देहयोगम्
नन्वन्यथा कोऽर्हति देहयोगम्
नन्वन्यथा कोऽर्हति देह योगम्
ननुवन्यथा कोऽर्हति देहयोगम्
परो गुणानामुत कर्मतन्त्रम्
परो गुणानामुत कर्मतन्त्रम्
अजस्य
अजस्य
ऑफ दि अनबोर्न
ऑफ दि अनबोर्न
जन्म
जन्म
अपीयरेंस
अपीयरेंस
उत्पथनाशनाय
उत्पथनाशनाय
फॉर द सेक ऑफ एनिहिलेटिंग
फॉर द सेक ऑफ
एनिहिलेटिंग द अपस्टार्ट्स
द अपस्टार्ट्स
कर्माणि
कर्माणि
वर्क्स
Birth.
Akartuhu.
Akartuhu.
Of one.
Of one.
Who has nothing to do.
Of nothing to do.
Grahanaya.
Grahanaya.
To take up.
To take up.
Pumsam.
Pumsam.
All persons.
All persons.
Nanu anyata.
Nanu anyata.
Otherwise.
Otherwise.
Kaha.
Kaha.
Who.
Who.
Akaroti.
Akaroti.
May deserve.
May desire.
Deha yogam.
Deha yogam.
Contest of the body.
Death of the body.
Paraha.
Paraha.
Transcendental.
Gunanam.
For the three modes of nature. Buddha. What is the law? Karma Tantram. The law of action and
reaction.
Translation by Sri Prabhupada. Sri Prabhupada ki. The appearance of the Lord.
The appearance of the Lord.
Is manifested.
Manifested.
For the annihilation of the stars.
For the annihilation of the
stars. His activities are transcendental.
His activities are transcendental.
Are enacted
for
the understanding of persons.
Otherwise,
the Lord is transcendental.
The Lord is transcendental.
To all material modes. What purpose could he serve?
What purpose could he serve?
By coming to earth.
By coming to earth.
The appearance of the Lord.
The appearance of the Lord.
Is manifested. For the annihilation of the upstarts.
For the annihilation of the upstarts.
The activities are transcendental.
The activities are transcendental.
And are enacted.
Are enacted.
For the understanding of all persons.
For the understanding of all persons.
Otherwise.
Otherwise.
The Lord is transcendental.
The Lord.
To all material modes.
To all material modes.
What purpose could he serve?
What purpose could
he serve? By coming to earth. Our quote by Sri Prabhupada. Bhakti. Ishvara Parama Krishna. The form of the Lord is eternal, blissful and all-knowing. This so-called birth is therefore an appearance only like the birth of the sun on the horizon. If birth does not die, does not, like that of the living entity, take place under the influence of material nature and the bondage of the reactions of the past deeds. His works and activities are independent pastimes and are not subject to the reactions of material nature. In Bhagavad Gita 4.14, it is said, Namam karmani bindanti, name karma padeshwa, iti mam yogi janati, karma bindanti. The law of karma, enacted by the Supreme Lord for the living entities, generally applicable to him. Nor has the Lord any desire to improve himself by activities like those of ordinary living beings. Ordinary living beings work for the improvement of them, of their conditional lives. But the Lord is already full of opulences. all strength, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge and all renunciation. Why should he desire improvement? No one excelled him in any opulence. And therefore the desire for improvement is absolutely useless for him. One should always discriminate between the activities of the Lord and those of the ordinary living beings. Thus one may come to the right conclusion regarding the Lord's transcendental position. One who can come to the condition of the Lord's transcendence can become a devotee of the Lord and can at once be free from all directions of past deeds. This is very good. One who can come to the conclusion of the Lord's transcendence can become a devotee of the Lord and can at once be free from all directions of past deeds. It is said, Karmani Nidhati Kintu Chabhakti Bhajam. The Lord minimizes or nullifies the reactionary influence of the devotee's past deeds. This is more important here. Read this again. One who can come to the conclusion
of
the Lord's transcendence.
Regarding his transcendence.
Yes, go on.
Can become a devotee of the Lord and can at once be free from all reactions of past deeds.
And one?
One who can come to the conclusion of the Lord's transcendence can become a devotee of the Lord and can at once be free from all reactions of past deeds.
This is the main thing to be honest. This is a question of asked by the public also. How by chanting we can get rid of the past deeds? Why am I miserable? The thing is, devotees also have miseries. But they are not affected. We have our own problems. But still we are very happy. Because those side of the problem, we know that it's a temporary change. By this time, we had the idea that the thing which we have experienced or are experiencing is a temporary change. And we are permanent realization. We may not be into it fully, but even then we have some recognition of the permanent condition. And that's why that reactionary work doesn't affect us. Reactions are bound to come. But for the ordinary living being, he becomes mad. He has mad. And they are not connected to the permanent side. Easy use of these temples and any book of Prabhupada. Because it drags the divinity to the permanent side. And the temporary side doesn't vanish, but it becomes important. This knife and knife, if the blade is very sharp, knife cuts very nicely. But if the blade is blunt, what is it called? Not sharp.
Blunt.
The blade is when you cut it, it will cut it. So that our miseries become blunt like this. We don't have any adversity. Because we are on the permanent side. This is the issue. The conclusion is that transcendence is permanent. Whereas the material world is completely temporary. Anything, everything is very temporary. And they said that Chanakya Pandit says very nice. What is it? San nimitte param tyago. For good cause, it is leave Vinashen yate sati. Otherwise it is going to destroy. Material world is going to destroy. Our miseries are also, at the moment they are draconian. They are period we are facing. But at the same time, in that Draconian period, we have the comfort. So whatever position we may be in, but we must be connected with the transcendence. This is the intelligent way to understand the practical use of the devotional studies. And everybody is not intelligent, but those who come to Prabhupada, they read again and again and again and again, and they become intelligent. And this real intelligence is that we are going to face the problems. But those problems are blunt for us. So every day we are eating, every day we are sound sleeping. Our sleep is not taken away. Nothing. We are. It's a natural reason. Nobody accepts it. Because everybody is under it. So he doesn't want to achieve it. In the material world, we are always looking for our recognition. He doesn't require that. This is all in all. So this is his transcendence. And that's why he doesn't come under the modes. We are always under modes. Maybe mode of goodness and God. But always we are under modes. And because we are under modes, the misery concomitant, misery is great. That is transcendence. He comes here, but even then he is transcendent. He doesn't really achieve anything yet. He doesn't want to buy the people. Everything becomes free from fear. He knows that. So he allows us to own for some time. And in the end, he knows that everything is going to come to you. So we learn yesterday. Aham eva samyak adhyayam. What is the God's name? It is I.
Brahma, it is I, the personality
of God, was existing. There was a thing before the creation. There was nothing but myself.
No one was there.
Very well. You see now, it is also I, the personality of God. And whatever remains after the
creation
is also I, the personality of God. This is the transcendence. And once you recognize the transcendence, near Karmani Nidhar, the reactions are completely burnt. And the reactions are there, but they are burnt. So they don't have any effect on us. We may be devotees. Many times smile at the difficulties. For other people, their difficulty is more than a human mountain. Because here is nothing. There is a meaning of story. Bhavam Dhir Vasavadam Parapam Bhavam Buddhi. The other people think that it is the ocean of Mandri. But here, Vasavadam Parapam, it becomes like a dry print of it. Fill the water. You can cross over. This is, please become devotee. So at least our past karma will be gone. For that reason, at least, we should be. Karma is with you. But for a devotee, karmas are there, but they don't catch you. You can't catch you. This is transcendence. The constant association of the transcendence does not affect him in any way. Any material thing will not affect. And the reality is, till we are alive, we have to be ready to see any worse situation. Any. What will happen then we don't know. But any worse situation we should have. That's a problem. So in the end, except we can have the transcendence, there is no other alternative. You must be. There is no better alternative. And if there is no gati, then you voluntarily submit to it. Read again. But there you are. Hi.
your possessions.
From where?
From Abu Dhabi.
Oh, I remember. Very different days.
Actually, I'm going for office, so I thought, let's take pleasure.
Oh, that's very nice. So nice. Please, keep on coming.
Hare
Krishna. I forgot your name.
Kamal.
Oh, Kamal. Okay.
Thus one may come to the right conclusion regarding God.
No. From the beginning. I want you to remember that right now.
Ishvara Parma Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha.
Oh, that's right.
The form of the Lord is eternal, blissful and all-knowing. His so-called breath is therefore an appearance only, like the breath of the sun on the horizon.
Yes, sir.
His breath does not, like that of the living entities, take place under the influence of material nature and the bondage of the reactions of past deeds.
Yes, sir. Karma daiva netrena antaka deva patatai. This is a big thing. The karma by his own karmic reaction. Yes.
His works and activities are independent pastimes and are not subject to the reactions of material nature. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Namam Karmani Lippanti, Name Karma Palasruha, Palasruha, Iti Mam Yo Abhijanati, Karma Pirina Sapatyate. The law of karma enacted by the Supreme Lord for the living entities cannot be applicable to him, nor has the Lord any desire to improve himself by activities like those of ordinary living beings. Ordinary living beings work for the improvement of their conditional lives, but the Lord is already full of all opulence, all strength, all fame, all duty, all knowledge and all renunciation. Why should he desire improvement? No one can excel him in any opulence, and therefore the desire for improvement is absolutely useless for him. One should always discriminate between the activities of the Lord and those of ordinary living beings. Thus one may come to the right conclusion regarding the Lord's transcendental position. One who can come to the conclusion of the Lord's transcendence can become a devotee of the Lord and can at once be free from all reactions of past deeds. It is said, Karmani nirdahiti kintu cha bhakti bhajam. The Lord minimizes or nullifies the reactionary influence of the devotee's past deeds.
The thing is, those who want to inflict the misery, they're also affected by this transcendence. What happens? They think that, oh, now he's a God man. So leave him. He's worshipping God. Otherwise, if you don't worship the God, then you will think that, oh, he's doing business, cash it. This particularly, there was one diverse case. So the man was doing good business. So wife was very particular to attend him. But then he left everything and went away to Mayapur or something. So then I got nothing to do with him. He said, how easy. He Krishna consciousness, forget about it. He said, somehow or other, this transcendence helps us. So please get attached to this and decrease the fear of the ego that's there. What is it? Ego that's there. Mahi Sarvani Karmani, Sanna Shadmi Chetsa. Mahi Sarvani Karmani, third canto, third chapter, Bhagavad Gita, third chapter, and end of our season, very 26 days, 28, 30. Mahi Sarvani Karmani, Sanya Shadhatma Chetasa, Yashi Nino Vitva,
Yudhasya
Vigata Jaraha. I want that word. Vigata Jaraha. See the translation.
Sorry, Maharaj, this just
verse is there. Vigata Jaraha means reduce the fever. Fever, material fever. At the moment we have material fever. So as soon as my karmani, my sannyasa karmani, what is the number?
30, Maharaj.
330. Easy to remember. This is the main goal of Bhagavad Gita. Mahi Sarvani Karmani Sanyasi Adhyatma Chetasa Nirashir Ninvamo Bhuta Yudhasva Yudhata Jara Yudhata Jara. He says, Mahi Sarvani Karmani, just dedicate all activities to me. Mahi Sarvani Karmani Sanyasi Adhyatma, renounce the fruits. And Nirashir, don't expect anything. And Nirmama is without a sense of reproach. And you please, ready for the struggle for existence, you get a jara by reducing your fever. Automatically the material fever is reduced when we come to fever. That's why you are wanted. Every living entity, just to embrace chanting, that is the reply that Krishna wants us. So this is our goal of session. We should not deviate from this. And the more you are attached to this, the more you will be immune to the reactions. Otherwise the reactions will catch you. And they make you mad. Because there is nothing and the world is there. Nothing you can do here. Even though the body is there. So we either end up in mental hospital, or become mad, or people throw us away, whatever. But as soon as you throw it to Krishna consciousness, suddenly you become very useful. That's our experience. If this is the meaning of this verse, go ahead. Let's turn it up.
The activities of the Lord are to be accepted and relished by all living entities. His activities are to attract the ordinary man towards the Lord. The Lord always acts in favor of the devotees, and therefore ordinary men who are futile actors or seekers of salvation may be attracted to the Lord when he acts as a protector of the devotees. The futile actors can attain their goals by devotional service, and the salvationists can also attain their goal in life by devotional service to the Lord. The devotees do not want the fruitive results of their work, nor do they want any kind of salvation. They relish the glorious superhuman activities of the Lord, such as his lifting Govardhan Hill and his killing the demon Putana in infancy. These activities are enacted to attract all kinds of men, karmis, jnanis and the bhaktas. Because he is transcendental to all laws of karma, there is no possibility of him accepting a form of maya as is forced on the ordinary living entities who are bound by the actions and reactions of their own needs. The secondary purpose of his appearance is to annihilate the upstart asuras and to stop the nonsense of atheistic propaganda by less intelligent persons. By the Lord's causeless mercy, the asuras who are killed personally by the Supreme Personality of Godhead get salvation. The meaningful appearance of the Lord is always distinct from the ordinary birth. Even the pure devotees have no connection with the material body. And certainly the Lord, who appears as he is in his Satchitananda form, is not limited by a material form.
The thing is, we have really come to God with mercy. There is so much literature with us. This is very nice to describe. Otherwise, these pastime sections can open the door. So many times we have heard about Bhutma. So many we have heard about that person cutting the nose of silver. It's still in and I say that yes, he has. So that's my cutting. We are relishing. We are attached. The cutting nose is very good. Immediately we take it, I shall cut the nose. Yes, yours. During the graph. Some of you, these activities, even atheist things are accepted. Those who don't believe in, they also say, oh, you said, good man, he finished that off. It was very surprising for them. So he said, yes, it's wonderful, but it's ordinary man. They like this, they say that itself. So ordinary can come to the people. Full of them can come. It's full of these things. That's why those shlokas, they're very important.
27, 26.
Take up 27, 26.